everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for the week of February 27th, two-year captain and state champion wrestler from Horace Greeley High School, Aaron Walk. Hi, Aaron. Nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you too, Rich.
Now, Aaron, the Con Edison Award is in its 68th year. We've had some great athletes win it, including two of your fellow state champion wrestlers, Jake Logan from New Rochelle, Nick Maglino from Edgemont. What does winning the award mean to you?
It's pretty cool. It's great. I won state title, and it's just fun to have an award after that and get the exposure from that.
Little icing on the cake, huh?
Yep.
Now, Aaron, how long have you been wrestling competitively?
This is now my 10th year since I joined Coach DeBellis' youth program.
Okay, and I think you just answered my next question. Who or what got you interested in the sport?
Yep, it's Coach DeBellis.
That's wonderful, and we'll talk to Coach DeBellis a little bit later. Aaron, let's get right to the big stuff. Last weekend, Times Union Center up in Albany, you became the state champion at 170 pounds, and you did it in very impressive fashion. In the semis, you pinned your opponent at 156. In the final, at 59 seconds, 38 points for the team, made you eighth in the state. Aaron, what was that feeling like when they raised your arm and you were a state champion?
It was really exciting. It showed all the hard work that with my coach, Coach DeBellis, Coach Chatora, and the coaches at Empire had really paid off. And I could see all the people up in my section were hugging. My parents were excited, so it was pretty great.
That sounds terrific. Now, I understand that the atmosphere up there at the Times Union Center for the state wrestling tournament is quite impressive. I guess that's a pretty good few days up there. Is that correct?
Yeah, the atmosphere is like nothing else, especially walking out for the finalists. They turn the lights off, play music, they announce the finalists. It's pretty cool.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now Aaron has a very impressive resume. He is the all-time leader in wins at Horace Greeley with 157, and 112 of those were by pin. He's a four-year career wrestler. He was fifth place in New York State last year, a two-time Section 1 champion, four-time All-Section, two-time All-State. And Aaron, you're also a New York State champion in freestyle wrestling. What's the difference between freestyle wrestling and the wrestling that you do for Horace Greeley and in the state tournament?
So the wrestling I do for Horace Greeley is called folk style. Freestyle is the international style, so less people in the country will do it, but if you want to wrestle in the Olympics or a bigger international tournament, freestyle's what you're going to wrestle.
All right. Are there different rules involved, different holds that are allowed or not allowed, or is it very similar?
It's actually very different. There are many locks, many different things you have to do in freestyle to score points.
And, wow, that sounds interesting. Now, wrestling is a very grueling sport. I mean, maybe the six toughest minutes in any of the sports. Aaron, first of all, what are some of the training that you do to get ready for the season and then during the season? How do you keep yourself in good wrestling shape?
Running is a lot of it. It's also pull-ups, push-ups, chin-ups. That's mainly what I'll be doing because I don't really lift weights that much. And a lot of mat time, wrestling a lot with Coach Chatora, and wrestling a lot of Empire really prepares me for the season and for states at the end.
Now, what about the mental part of wrestling? Yes, it's a team sport, but when it's your turn to go out on that mat, you're out there by yourself. How do you prepare mentally for a big match or any match for that reason, for that matter?
I don't really listen to music like most wrestlers. I focus on what I'm going to do in a match. It helps me get comfortable, and it helps me prepare for the first few moves I'm going to hit and really get ready to win the match.
Now, Aaron, the high school season is over with the state championship that you won last weekend, but I understand that your wrestling is far from over. What's coming up in the weeks and months to come?
In a few weeks, I'm going to be wrestling at the Pittsburgh Wrestling Classic and the Autism Duels. And then after that, I'll be wrestling at senior nationals at NHSCA.
And that'll take you pretty much through the spring, and then it'll be ready to go up to college, up to Brown. And I understand you'll be going up there to do some training. Is that correct?
As far as I know, there's training at the end of July, at the end of June and beginning of July, and I'll be ready to go.
All right, so you're going to be a busy young man even though the high school season is over. Now, you mentioned your coach, Coach Mike DeBellis. Let's get Coach DeBellis in here for just a moment. Mike DeBellis has been coaching wrestling at Horace Greeley for about 16 years, 12 on the varsity level. Mike, it's nice to see you this morning. Thanks for coming down. Tell us about the season, first of all. How did your dual meet season go with Aaron and the team?
We had a great dual meet season. We were about 500 this year. We had a lot of young wrestlers come out for the team and first-year wrestlers on the varsity. They have some a learning curve to get through. And I think with Aaron and Matthew and Isabella Garcia, our captains, they led the team in a great fashion, and we're going to do really well through their leadership.
I'm sure you will. Now, let me ask you this, Mike. When you watched Aaron in his championship match and then again when they raised his arm as the state champion, what was going through your mind at that time?
Oh, it was so exciting. Just to see him do it in 59 seconds. Because, you know, you're really nervous going into the match for Aaron, for the families, and you know all the hard work that he's put in. And when he just went out there, and in a minute it was over, so it was...
And this is not like something like you're the first year coach. You've been with this guy for a long time, so that must have been giving you some more satisfaction.
Yeah, well, Aaron's a great athlete, great student, great person to be around. His family's great, and it's just been a really great run, and he deserves all the accolades and the state title.
Well, that was going to be my next question. A great wrestler here, a terrific young man, but what else does he bring to your program that I might not see as a casual observer?
He's a great leader. He works with our younger athletes all the time. He's just an incredible teacher. He spent so much time in the room during practice time teaching the other kids the techniques and just spending more time with them building their technique than on his own during practice time. And then he would go to Empire and work with Coach DeTora and really build his stuff. But in the room, it's tough for him. There's not that many guys in the room that can go with him. So Coach DeTora would have to wrestle with him every day.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Mike DeBellis, head wrestling coach at Horace Greeley. Continue success with your program, my friend, and nice to see you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Aaron Wolk, a two-year captain of the Horace Greeley wrestling team and also a state champion. Aaron, you have some terrific activities that you take care of, that you do when you're not wrestling and you're not in the classroom. Tell us about the Newcastle Sustainability Advisory Board. I think I mispronounced that word, but tell us about that. It's an interesting thing.
It's an advisory board to the head board, the town board, and we work on the environment. So one of the things that got passed was the Reusable Bag Initiative, RBI, where we handle the plastic and paper bags. So there's tax on them or banned, and it's to try to reduce the pollution in the environment. And then there's other stuff we work on. We have a movie playing in a few weeks about compost. So it's really, we're trying to work on helping the environment as much as we can in our town.
Great, great cause. Now, you're also a coach and mentor for the Youth Wrestling Club. I understand that's something that that you're very close to your heart. Tell us about those activities.
I really like helping the younger kids improve. I want to see Greeley have more success in the future after I go off to Brown. It would be really exciting for me to see DeBellis and Totora and be able to place really high at sectionals, hopefully win it soon. And I'm doing my most to help the younger kids get them there and DeBellis get the younger kids there.
Now, when we talk about the younger kids, how old are these young kids?
Some of them are like the freshmen on the team that are first-year wrestlers, and some of them are 8, 9, 10.
And they must really look up to you. Hey, I'm being taught by a state champion. That must be pretty cool for them, huh?
Yep.
Now, how about the Greeley All-Athlete Walkathon?
Athlete Walkathon is an event to support cancer research. People make donations, and my job was to organize a bunch of the Greeley sports teams to go to the track on a certain day, and we would all walk a lap together, and then everyone would make donations, and it was very good for supporting the cancer research.
Now, another activity that you have fun with at school is the sports debate team. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's something where each week we're just going to look over what happened the past week in sports, and we discuss every event that's happened and what our opinions are on it.
Now, you're a New England Patriots fan. I won't hold that against you, Aaron. Have you guys been talking about some of the problems that the owner of the Patriots seems to be in the last week or so?
All I can see is 6 championships.
Taking the high road. Okay, I love it. Aaron, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an outstanding 3.7 average. This year you're taking AP Bio, AP Statistics, Spanish Honors, AP Calculus. Last year, AP U.S. History, AP Physics. Fantastic. You will be going to Brown University, as we mentioned. That's fantastic. Great school. I'm sure there were a lot of schools that were knocking on your door. Why did you pick Brown?
I like the way it's set up with the open curriculum. Makes decisions very easy. And I really like the coach and the team when I went to visit. I like the guys. I talked to the coach multiple times. He sounds like a great guy. And being a Patriots fan, being 40 minutes away from Foxborough, it's pretty awesome.
Got to keep getting those Patriots in there. Okay, let me ask you this, Aaron. You're going to be going from high school wrestling to Division I wrestling. What adjustments do you see?
There's going to be a lot more working out. I don't really weightlift that much right now, but for college wrestling, I definitely will do that more. And then just wrestling with the guys in the room, having that many tough guys who are Division I athletes to wrestle with, that's gonna be a big improvement. It's gonna help me improve both as a person and as a wrestler.
Well, I'm sure you're gonna fit right in and do just great up at Brown. Let's give your family a shout out. Your dad Steve, your mom Carol, are they your biggest fans?
Yeah, they've been really helpful with everything, weight cutting, wrestling. My dad went for runs with me, so yeah, they've always been there.
Now, how do they react during a match? Are they pretty calm, or do they really get into it?
Definitely not calm. My dad is shouting, and my mom is just going crazy. Like, she's screaming every time she's going to lose her voice.
Now, tell us about another big fan of yours, and that's your brother, Zach.
Yeah, he goes. He takes photos of my wrestling. So, like my parents, he's there. He's a part of it. And he's always rooting for me. I can hear him from the audience sometimes. You know how you can pick out people's voices. And it's pretty cool to be able to celebrate with him.
How about the proudest moment of your young life? I imagine that was last Saturday.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I don't usually get emotional after a win, but I was very excited. Jumped up, hugged my coaches, and then went up into the stands to hug my family.
And in our remaining moment or so, how about a shout-out? I know you've mentioned Coach Anthony Totora quite a few times during our interview. Give him a little shout-out in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, he's been great. I've wrestled with him for a long time over the multiple years. And at Empire Wrestling Academy and at Greeley, he's really helped everyone.
Well, we've been speaking with our current Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Aaron Walk, state champion wrestler from Horace Greeley High School. Aaron, it was great meeting you this morning. Congratulations on your state championship, all of your accomplishments in wrestling and in the classroom, and all the best for the remaining months of your senior year and at Brown University.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.